Okay, one just last thing before we move into our offering. I wanted to say just a couple things about the ministry evaluation, too, that Jeff already brought up. It's, you know, I have to work in a mini sermon before my sermon. This will be quick. Jeff mentioned that I did ask for this. I want you to know that I asked for that. It is my hope and intention to always, you know, be the best pastor that I can be for you and for the Lord. And Jeff said we've been doing an annual review at the board level each year, but we've been talking for a while that it's probably time to do one out to the whole church. So help us through your feedback. It's feedback of me, feedback of the board, feedback for programs. We are interested in what you have to say, and we welcome it. So let's talk for a second. We'll use this opportunity to talk about how to give feedback. And I'm not just trying to protect myself now. Again, this is an evaluation for the board, too. How do we give feedback when we're part of a church and we have a concern? Okay, you have an opportunity to do that with this survey, but it's been 4 years I've been here, and this is the first time we're doing a survey to the whole church. It may be a while before we do it again. So how do you give feedback in the rest of the time between those surveys? I want to offer some ideas. The first is a repeat of what I said just a minute ago, that my goal is to be the best pastor I can be for you, and I know that is the goal of everyone in leadership here, to do the best job they can for you and the Lord. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do some things in ways that you might not do it if you were in those leadership positions, but know that our intentions are there, are pure, and I hope that when you approach us about concerns or when you fill out this survey, that you do so from that viewpoint, this understanding that that we are all wanting this church to succeed. You want that, we want that, we're all trying to do our best. So it'd be a good thing to keep in mind as you fill out this survey. And that goes to that concept. We talked about it in our Proverbs sermon here recently on how to give advice. It's speak the truth in love, right? We need to couch things in loving terms because, you know, we're on the same team here, right? So let's treat each other that way and speak in love. There is no team in existence where 100% of the individual members of that team get their way 100% of the time. It's just part of what it means to be on a team. There are always going to be things that people will do differently or preferences you have that are not of value to others. It's the same for me. But we come together, we give up some individual control to be able to come together as a team and accomplish things we never could as individuals and to come and be a family. So keep that in mind as well. It may not always go your way even after you communicate something to leadership. It's just the way it is on teams. Last thing I wanted to say is just to encourage you to actually do give feedback in this survey, but other times of the year too. If you have something on your mind, please give feedback. It might not get enacted by the board if the board decides against it. It might not, but at least you gave your thoughts a chance by communicating them, and maybe you're going to bring up an idea that we'll love or something that we should have been thinking about and we weren't thinking about. So give us a chance at least by coming to us in love as a teammate and communicating those concerns or ideas. I always say this, we need to be good about having those one-on-one conversations with each other and about church, clearing the air. If it's done in love, that makes for a healthy church. So, you know, if you don't communicate these things that are bugging you, you're just going to be frustrated and stew, or worse yet, you're going to be complaining in the background, and complaining is not a godly characteristic, and it does nobody any good. So communicate it, be constructive, bring it forward. You know, if your ideas don't get enacted, then you have the decision to make. Is that something that I can let go because I'm part of a team and not everyone gets their way? Or is this something that, you know, maybe I need to find a different church? You know, sometimes that happens, where something, an issue is big enough feels big enough to a person that they feel they need to find a new church. I'd encourage that you would make that your very last step, that you really do try to flex and stay in community, stay committed. But I know sometimes there are things that come up that are big enough that people need to make a change. But make sure that's a genuinely big deal before you make a change like that. All right, so let's be constructive in our feedback. Let's be positive. Give it. Speak it in love. Remember, we want the same goals. We're on the same team. And let's just, you know, just in general, let's just stay positive and encouraging with each other. What an opportunity we have from the Lord to be family together, church family together, and be a part of his work in the world. So let's not get hung up on divisive things. All right, that is, you know, I'm a pastor. I get to say stuff like that. Wordy, right? Okay, we're going to have an offering taken now. If the ushers could come forward, please.